Talking about transportation, transporting the past, the present and the future generation. With a taxi, private vehicle or bike, your two bicycle wheel them are a hike. Listen up, we go coulda young or you old, up on the bus cause we are got the road.
Welcome to The Road, a quick drive into the policies and plans of the transport sector. So hold a seat, we soon come back. One already.
The Atlantic hurricane season is here, and the National Works Agency, NWA, has started drain cleaning activities across the island in anticipation of increased rainfall. Parishes most susceptible to damage from flood rains include Clarendon, St. Catherine, St. Thomas, and Portland. St. Thomas, which is ranked the third most vulnerable parish to natural disasters by the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management, ODPEM, is receiving special attention from the NWA.
Get a lot of calls coming to the parish for emergency response, whether it be clearing landslides or treating with land slippages, silted roadways, and also flooding. And so whenever we put together programs of works to undertake any kind of projects in St. Thomas, looking at improving the existing drainage infrastructure is always high on the list of priorities.
Senior Communications Officer at the National Works Agency, Ramona Lawson. The National Works Agency has announced a $100 million pre-hurricane mitigation program. Under this program, works began in St. Thomas roughly 2 weeks ago, and to date, all drain cleaning work in the eastern section of the parish have been completed.
And this includes around 78 drains at Harbour Head, Top Hill, Retreat, Prospect, Old Pira, and New Pira. Works have started in earnest to deal with and treat with those drains, whether it be gullies, U-drains, block culverts, whatever it is, clean catch basins, etc. in western St. Thomas, and those works are expected to be completed in a matter of days, really.
The NWA is also undertaking larger projects such as the Yalas to Lloyds Rehabilitation Project, which also features significant drainage work. Of the $195 million being spent on that project, over $24 million will go towards drainage improvement works. So far, a section of a tributary of the Yalas River along that roadway has been desilted and new drainage features are set to be installed.
We'll be cleaning drains under this particular program. So we'll be cleaning catch basins, side drains, cleaning block culverts, installing HDPE pipe culverts, constructing riprap drains and constructing U-drains as well. And all of these are concrete drainage features.
Of the $95 million being spent under the Airy Castle to Bath project, $11.25 million has been allocated to drainage improvement works. Additionally, a larger road rehabilitation and drainage improvement project valued at $98.7 million is underway in St. Thomas. A total of $136.7 million is being spent on drainage improvement work over several projects. For more information on the National Works Agency, go to nwa.gov.jm. And we've arrived at the end of our program. Thank you for journeying with us. I'm Twyla, and it was my pleasure driving you through a small part of the government's bigger plan to improve Jamaica's transport system. Guess what? Do what want to hear from you! So send feedback to radio at jis.gov.jm. On Insta, we are at JIS Voice. You can send us a tweet. Our handle is JIS News. Or check out our posts on Facebook at Jamaica Information Service. So, until next time, whether you walk, you ride, you fly, sail or load, go on do your thing. And go on, go do road!
For the 2017-18 financial year, the Legal Aid Clinics and Council completed 2,117 matters in parish courts, ended 430 gun matters, and completed 550 circuit matters. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.